This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Striking workers at one of the country's largest meatpacking plants in Greeley have reached a deal with plant owner JBS USA. After 3 weeks of picketing, both parties announced the agreement on Sunday. The deal calls for wage increases and a bonus. The company said in its announcement that the meat processing plant will immediately return to normal operations. Amid rising energy costs, the Trump administration is proposing to scrap a program that helps low-income people heat and cool their homes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Hernandez has the details.
President Trump's $1.5 trillion proposed budget says the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, is unnecessary because states can help prevent utility shutoffs. According to the latest Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics data, people were paying 11% more than they were a year ago for gas utilities and 4.8% more for electricity. The president has proposed cutting LIHEAP before, but the effort failed amid bipartisan support for the program. I'm Yvette Fernandez in Las Vegas with the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Colorado Community College System has appointed Air Force Colonel By Shane Whitmore as the next president of the Community College of Denver. Whitmore currently serves as a deputy commander at a North Dakota Air Force base. He's held senior leadership roles at the Pentagon and across the U.S. Air Force. The Aurora native was selected following a nationwide search. He'll begin his new role on October 1st. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.